Good morning and welcome. It's going to be another awesome day. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It's 7:21 right now. Time for What's Bugging You? A chance for you to call in, air it out, get it off your chest. Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. The only bugs they can't control are litter bugs. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Tony. What's bugging you?
Good morning. What's really bugging me is there's so many people in America that they'll embrace criminality and lawlessness because they do not want to be seen or heard agreeing with Donald Trump. And that's the only reason why they do it. They know in their hearts that it's what he's doing is right. They just don't want to have to admit it. It's literally like trying to burn down your house just because you hate the wall color. It gets me so frustrated with these people, Bob. I wish they would just get over it and embrace the change. Thanks.
Right on.
How do you live in D.C. and literally try to protest what the president's doing? I mean, seriously?
They're not locals. They're all shipped in. It's all baloney. The law-abiding citizens want law and order. But, yes, they'll never speak out loud because the Trump factor. I mean, Tony nailed it 100%.
Yep.
Pam, good morning. What's bugging you?
What's bugging me is where all of these stories end up with, he had mental health issues. I mean, there is not going to be a sane person that's going to go in and stab somebody like that. So stop saying there's mental health issues. We need to start maybe taking some of these empty hotels or whatever and turning them back into mental health institutes. We're not going to turn it into One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. We're going to have competent care. But I'm tired of these stories saying, oh, well, he had mental health issues. I mean, you're not going to have a sane person doing these things.
Yeah, it's a good point. The solutions are not easy. You could go back to the state hospital mental health systems, but it's with a cost. And in the past, they've had some nightmarish stories coming out of those places. So that's a tough one. Good morning, Wayne. What's bugging you?
Good morning, gentlemen. I like to say the first caller called in. I really like hearing him. He's very precise, cool, calm, and collective. Just a compliment there. Anyways, you said people don't know right from wrong, so perhaps let me help. It is wrong to break into somebody's house and steal their stuff or murder them. It is right for the owner. Of course, vengeance is mine, saith the Lord, and it is not right for us to take vengeance. However, it is right for the owner to arrange the meeting. Thank you very much.
arrange the meeting.
Oh, that was well put.
Hey, check your calendar. Right?
Yeah.
877-975-9825. Call in now for your opportunity to air it out, get it off your chest. And John, what's bugging you?
Good morning. Democrats saying, oh, crime isn't so bad in D.C. It went down. Fake stats. 30%. It's like a sick patient with cancer, pneumonia, heart disease, and a hangnail. The hangnail was removed. So you're okay. Don't worry. You know, these bloody-handed Democrats, demon rats, are indeed the criminals' best friends and allies, being criminals themselves. You know, birds of a feather stick together. Go Trump, clean up D.C. and all demon rat, essentially lawless cities, send in the troops, our savior Trump, do the right thing against the evil left, MAGA.
MAGA.
There you go.
All right. Yeah, the whole concept of having safe streets, how can you possibly argue with that? It is bizarre.
Well, and you see some of these politicians coming out going, oh, well, you know, he's going after black leadership in these cities. Well, no, the cities are run by Democrats. It doesn't matter what color they are. The problem is their policies.
Lack
of.
Yeah, it's the high crime rates. And I don't know how they get that low crime rate statistic when murder rate is through the roof. Good morning, Mark. What's bugging you?
Hey, good morning, Bob and Greg. What's bugging me is the whole process of shaving. I know you suffer less from that than Greg because you have your beard. But I bought a shave gel Gillette series, and I press down on the thing, and it doesn't even dispense. So now I need to do a 1-800 call to the company.
Yeah, that would bug me because that stuff's not cheap. I usually just use plain old like liquid soap as my skin conditioner, whatever you want to call it. Good morning, Bill. What's bugging you?
Yeah, real fast question that's bugging me. Why I can't figure out why we need a president if we have all these judges that are so much smarter and they know the laws better than our president does. Why do we even have to have a president? Why don't we just go to the judges?
Yeah. Yeah.
Don't give them any ideas.
Yeah.
They would love that.
We have three branches of government, and it's checks and balances, and we'll keep an eye. And so nobody gets drunk with power. And, you know, but no, we don't. We do not want a government that is run by, you know, people in black robes or white robes.
No, not either. No, no pillowcases.
728 on the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. Thanks for participating. What's bugging you? Brought to you by Florida Pest Control. Hey, coming up at 8:05, we're going to talk to Gilchrist County Sheriff Bobby Schultz. That's coming up in just a little bit right here on News Talk 97.3 The Sky.